Thank you for coming here today as we celebrate the life of Richard Louis Truby. And we also are going to celebrate the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's because of the gospel that gives us great hope in times like this. I'm going to invite our worship team to come up. We're going to start the service with a song that Richard played a lot. And often when we sang it in church on Sunday, he said, I want this played at my funeral. It's changed my heart, oh God. And I think because he had such a heart problem, maybe he was thinking about getting a new heart. But that's aside the point. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for the good news of Jesus today. And it makes it especially precious as we remember the homegoing of our good friend, Richard Truby. I pray that you minister through your Spirit today to each and every person. Comfort us, grant us your peace, fill us with your love, and give us grateful hearts for the good news of Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. We're going to invite you to sing along with us, so the words will be up here.
Changed my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Changed my heart, oh.
Psalm 23 was one of Richard's favorite psalms. I think it's perhaps all of our favorite psalm. From the King James Version, it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And it concludes with, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'd like to read for you the obituary that was printed. It says, Richard Lewis Truby, 83 of Dallas, Oregon, went to be with his Savior on October 7th, 2025, after a long battle with heart disease. Richard was born in Forsyth, Montana, to Clifford Truby and Vera Smith. After high school, he worked as a drafting engineer as well as a voluntary fireman for 26 years. Richard is preceded in death by his parents, his beloved wife, Grace Ann Truby, as well as Penny Truby, and his brother, Clifford Jr. He's survived by his three children, Richard Truby II, Christine Morris, Elizabeth Aggie, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Richard loved his church family and friends. He enjoyed fishing and camping. He was a church elder here and loved to do things with the church. We have a snapshot of Richard that I'd like to read to you. This was provided a number of years ago when Richard and Grace Ann were still attending here, and it gives you a little better picture of who the guy was. And in a moment, we're going to open our time up for some memories from you. So we'll give you an opportunity to share a little bit some of your stories of Richard Truby. Richard was born June 27, 1942, at Forsyth, Montana. His father was actually from Nebraska, but he had gone to Montana to work in a coal strip. Then he went back to farming in Nebraska, but after 3 years, he decided he didn't want to do that either, so he moved to California. His father began work for Hughes Aircraft at Lenox near the Inglewood International Airport, and Richard would wave to the pilots. Richard was a busy little kid. He had a large paper route, sold papers by the Hollywood racetracks, and by 9 years old was setting pins at the bowling alley. His first real job at California Cavalry was digging ants out of a 4 foot deep hole, get this, counting them, and then stuffing them into little narrow boxes that were sold as ant farms at the local stores. By the time he was in his early teens, he was working for a medical company. The medical company had him feed and care for rabbits who would get shot in the ears of the females. Then 72 hours later, the rabbit's ovaries would show if the human female was pregnant. Not going into detail here, but not fun learning about what the rabbit test did to the rabbits to see if you're pregnant. In high school, he was in band. He was in the marching band and the concert band. And after graduation from Lenox High School, he married, and they'd have three children. In 1968, in a two-ton truck, they moved to Oregon near his brother living on the end of Liberty Road. He and his brother would start the cab and bus depot, working out of a little store next to Long's Grocery on the corner of Main and Court Streets. He also worked at the Shell station at the corner of Main and Washington Streets, and often would have to run from one business to the other for customers. He joined the Dallas Fire Department as a volunteer, a position he held for 27 years. Richard loved design and drawing. He would begin a 22-year career at Caterpillar Equipment Company. He would design the tools for welders to use and templates for parts of the big machines. When Caterpillar shut down and moved the plant to Central Mexico near Monterrey, Richard flew down there a number of times to help them set up. And it was while he was working at Caterpillar at age 42, he suffered a near-fatal heart attack and would have a triple bypass. There was a special encounter with Jesus then, but it would take two more heart attacks before he would fully accept Jesus. If at first you don't succeed, try again. After Caterpillar, Richard would spend the next 12 years at H&H, an independent farm equipment design company in Staten. The last few years with H&H, he was able to work from home until the doctor finally said, "No more, Richard," and after 30 years, his marriage would fail. And then Richard would often eat at the Blue Garden restaurant and loved talking to Grace Ann, who happened to be the cook there. He also liked dancing with her, and she liked him because he said he always got two pieces of halibut, which was his favorite meal. I heard her tell that story a number of times. It would take about 5 years and lots of halibut to get these two together, but after they were married, Grace Ann's first request to him was that they attend church together, and he agreed. Why? Because if Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Okay. So he agreed, and they started going to First Baptist Church, where they became fast and lifelong friends of Wayne and Georgia Parks and Ed and Dana Gilkison. Ed, Wayne, and Richard all became deacons at First Baptist, and Grace Ann became a secretary. Richard's love for Sunday school and teaching children was affirmed there, and his care of teachers was remarkable. Grace Ann also taught Sunday school, but when her kids graduated from one class, they wanted her to graduate with them. In 14 years, she went as teacher from the first grade to young adults. They all loved the little church, and it was there that Richard and Wayne helped a young man rededicate his life to the Lord, Leroy Curly Holbrook, Alice Pender's youngest brother, had been in Vietnam and was a victim of not only PTSD, but also Agent Orange. And he was married to Christine, Richard's daughter. Curly would not survive too many years after this, but loved the Lord always, and thanks to Richard and Wayne's faithfulness to God. Then a new minister came to First Baptist, and it became difficult there. After 14 years there, the three friends decided they needed to leave. Lena Parvin had left earlier and was happy right here at the Grace Place. So she was glad to see Richard and Grace Ann, Wayne, Georgia, and Ed and Dana as they came to Grace Baptist one Sunday morning. Wayne brought his great guitar talents to Grace Baptist and often taught Sunday school. Georgia was at home in the kitchen. Ed became an elder and was wherever needed, doing whatever was needed. And Dana brought her teaching gift, and Grace Ann would teach class and became my secretary for 18 years. Richard has served Grace Baptist as an elder, a drummer, Sunday school superintendent, and he was in procurement and design and helped us set up the directory and worked on the website and taught classes, substitutes, and always been there to help. He was a faithful man. Grace Ann was a personification of the voice you hear answering the phone at Grace Baptist, caring, friendly, loving. She went home to be with the Lord last November 15th. We had her service right here, and then today, Richard and Grace Ann are reunited as we celebrate his life. Okay. Still with me? Okay. We're going to take a moment for open mic. If you'd like to share a little bit, Pam, would you help us out? We'd like for you to use the microphone because we're recording this, so please speak into the microphone. Anybody? Right back there.
Yes, good morning. My name is Jeff, and my wife Heather and I spent a lot of hours with Richard and Grace Ann. We've got playing cards with them, and many games of hand and foot were played at their trailer over there when they were in the park. And we took them on trips together. We'd gone to the Space Museum there in McMinnville and had some just wonderful time with them. And just spiritually, they were just a fantastic couple to be with and always fun and made our life very enjoyable. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Who else?
Oh, I got a lot to say. Morning, everyone. Hey, my name is Richard Truby II, the oldest of the Truby clan. Over the years, Dad was a good teacher, mentor, learned a lot from him. He learned a lot from me in the same process of things that I've done, especially through my military career. Growing up with Dad was a little rough because I was one of those children that had those children issues. So it was real hard for my dad to do discipline for me. So one story I remember, I saved up some funds, and I wanted to get a model train that was over at Salem. He said no, and I threw a fit. Well, this is the first time I ever saw my dad ever run in his life. He came close to catching me, but never caught up to me. But I got disciplined from it, and I remember that. That was one thing that I've been thinking about for the last couple of weeks. It was the love that he had for everything, the love that he had for his kids when we were growing up. And I know he loved all the grandkids, because I got quite a few grandkids, too. But over the years, we did a lot of fishing, a lot of good memories of doing that, going to the coast, going to Eastern Oregon, hiking, fishing. Never taught me how to hunt, though. He had a problem with trying to shoot deer, so I never learned that trait from him. Back in 1974, when Dad was a volunteer fireman and also as an engineer, I remember helping him build the model to present to the city of Dallas for the fire department that is now currently standing. And that was probably one of the most fun thing that we had done on a project, and ever since then, it brought my bond stronger to Dad. And then later in the years, when I joined the military and stuff and doing my early career, I thought of my dad. We didn't spend too much time together, but when I finally got myself together, got my life straightened out better, we decided to go to Bible Fellowship study. For 9 years, we used to go to the First Presbyterian Church there in Salem, learning scriptures. And that was probably the most glorious moment in my life with my dad, get to knowing him better and knowing Jesus. And the things that the folks went through during their trials and tribulations with the Lord. So a lot of that education and understanding, the stronger bond I had with my father, even made it even, we were close. That was pretty much what most of my thoughts were, but there were just so many things that my dad done for this community. It was just amazing. I know he was well-loved by this city, well-loved, because everywhere I went, they recognized who I was and always talk about Dad and things that he accomplished here. I remember one year my dad decided, when I was 16, we decided to take me out to fight fire, so I got to learn how to be a firefighter a little bit. It also helped me on my education when I ended up in the military, ended up fighting a few fires and a few forest fires. I was involved in that Biscuit Fire that was the largest fire in the state of Oregon. I was there for 65 days. But that knowledge and understanding that I got from my father teaching me just for a couple burning homes taught me how to do that. So Dad was a great teacher with everything and everyone I love. Now, there's one little footnote about that ant farm thing. There was another thing he used to do. He used to go out in the desert to get tarantulas, to get the little tarantula hairs for itching powder. He talked about that story so much, the ant farm and the tarantula. So I thought I'd throw that out because I thought that was kind of funny on that part. I have more things to say, but I love the man dearly. Okay. He loved the community dearly. And I was so grateful and thankful that my father took the time for us kids over the years, that my growth from his teachings made me a better person for who I am. And I give a lot of praise and grace for through Jesus that my dad was there for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Where's my helper? Anyone else? Thank you, Rick. Right here, Christy.
Hi.
And back here.
Yes.
Hello?
Test.
Hello? Oh, there we are.
Church, Richard was the first person who greeted us at the door. He made us, my family, feel welcome here in this church. He and Grace, he knew that we family up in this area. So he and his wife invited us to their home for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for all the special occasions, made us feel like not just part of the church family, but part of his family. And I couldn't be more grateful, because that's how we got introduced to this church, and that's how we have ended up here for the 12 or 13 or 14 years or so that we've been here. I just love the man. And he was a great witness to his life. He was selfless in his life, and the way he cared for others. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say that he has been my first best friend, and I love him. And that pretty much sums up all of us, or me and him, our relationship. So.
So I came to Grace Baptist Church about 12 years ago, and Richard was the very first person, just like Alan, greeted me, made me feel welcome. Actually, funny, he apologized because the church was still decorated for VBS, and it didn't bother me at all. I got to talking about my wayward son, and he says, well, you're in the right place. The son, the pastor understands. He too has a wayward son. Ended up joining his life group where I met my husband, his nephew. And he's just been a wonderful man in this my life. I want to say something. I'm sorry. Well, he was married to my mama. And she passed away a year ago, in two weeks, and it's crazy. But Richard was a smile, and he always treated me like his own, and we had really good times together, shopping together, and he's funny holding onto the cart and pushing it around, and we'd make jokes, and he loved to play cards, and we'd play cards together, and we got really good at that. He had to do infusions every day a couple years ago, and so we would play cards and tease each other about who's going to win, and it was a good banter. The thing about Richard the most that I remember is his heart for Jesus, and how he was so thankful that he knew Jesus. And he would say it all the time. And him and my mother were a good team, because they loved to minister together. And it's sweet to know that they're all up there together. I'm a little jealous, but but he is a good man. And I'm thankful that he was in my life. And he treated my mama well, and I'm thankful for that. And I love you, Christine, and you did well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I think we have one more down here, and then we'll move along here.
He was the greatest brother-in-law, and the only beautiful brother-in-law that this family has ever had. We've had a lot. Right, Carol? And when he came to this family. He changed a lot of people. They seen something different in him that we didn't see in some of the other ones. And he would come over one Christmas and him and Grace had to the house. And he would sit down with Al, the husband, and he would ask him to go outside. It was a sunny day, and he spent time with Al. He would come to church, and when I would ever got the mood, which I'm going to have the mood more, and I'm going to come back to this church. But every time I would come to this church, I would sit right with Grace Ann and Richard in the three seats back there. And Richard would give me a hug, say, "Oh, I'm so happy to have you." And Grace Ann would smile. She would share a Bible. We would sing the songs, and we would listen to the pastor preach. Then there was times that I would go over to their house. And then there was times that these two were there. And we had a great time. But Richard was always happy. He was always smiling. And even though he was sick and everything, he knew and everything, but he always seemed to make his other side happy, his kids, and everyone else. He knew, and he was so wonderful. And I will never, never forget that. And I just praise God for those years that I was able, and we were able, to be with him. Thank you.
Amen. I think right over here.
Hello. My name's Bill Down. I did a lot of my grown-up time with Rick Truby and Christine and their sister Cheryl. We started off first grade down here at Whitworth Elementary. And I did a lot of my growing up down there on the end of Liberty Road. But the biggest memory I will always remember and never forget is when I was getting ready to end basic training and I was out at sea and I got the message my dad had passed away. And I got home. And my mom greeted me at the house. Everything we got together and everything, you know, we got our funeral and everything together and everything was fine. And a few days later, I made my way over to Walmart because I needed to pick up a few things. But I happened to run into Richard there at the store. And as I was on my way out, he looked at me and said, "Oh, by the way, if you'd like to, you can call me Dad." After all the time we had spent growing up together.
To Dad. Okay, thank you. Christine, when she was younger, wrote her dad a poem, and she asked me to read that for you. So here we go. And I said, "Please read it." She said, "No, I don't think I can get through it." So here we go. From pigtails to hair curlers, Daddy, I'll always be there for you. From yucky worms to casting the line, from patience of untangling the reel to sitting in the rain or hot sun, Daddy, I'll always be there for you. Daddy, I can't express the way I feel. You made me the young lady I am today, and I like me. From your quiet wisdom to the wrestling on the floor,
from following you around and taking care to watch out for you, from your support to my self-confidence. You're my daddy. I'll always be there for you. You're the apple of my eye. I'll always be the cause, Daddy. I love you. Love, Christine. Christine came up a year ago. She's been taking care of Dad. She made good on that promise, that poem, from the time she was in her early 20s. And it's good to have family times like that. We're going to sing a song now. It's called Amazing Grace, but it's not the familiar Amazing Grace that you might have heard. It's called Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. And so let's have the worship team come up and let me invite you to join us.
Forbear to shine, but God.
will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
I want to take a minute and ask those who knew Richard at the fire department, of course, they called him Dick there. It was Dick Truby. And he's got, he was a firefighter of the year in 1990. He's got a little memorabilia up here, but anybody from the fire department want to share a little bit about Dick Truby? Yeah.
That it was. And they moved that to different locations around town. Jack Stein was the chief then. He moved it around. And his model and moving that around and where people could see what they were voting for sold the city on that. We would not have that facility today. And it was a very well built. They did have to do some seismic things like all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's just quiet. Do you remember his nickname?
I don't.
Anybody?
I heard it was Turnaround Truby.
It was Turnaround Truby. Because sometimes he'd get lost. They'd go out on a call and kind of get turned around. Turnaround Truby, yeah, that was it. Still in the station, yeah. I've seen it. I didn't know him part of the department, but we spent a lot of sweetheart banquets together. And the other favorite thing they used to love was the steak and corn feed that we have in September. And we'd always kind of buddy up and go together in those. How about another song? This is one that's kind of a toe tapper.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away.
one more song. We got one more song, Alex. I think we've had enough. We've had enough preaching going on. You don't need another preacher. Do you guys want another sermon?
He's long-winded.
Tomorrow.
Come on, don't.
Tomorrow.
Don't go there. Tomorrow.
Don't tempt him.
Let's. 15, yeah, my comments. I got to share one thing.
Oh Lord.
Just the day before Richard passed, I went to celebrate with him communion. He hadn't been able to be to church for communion for a while, and he was sleeping a lot. He was shutting down, but he kind of perked up, and so Christine and I were there, and we shared communion with Dad. And you know, there are elements. There's the bread, and then there's the juice, and we partook that together. And then he said, "Is that it?" I said, I think Christine said, "Yeah, that's it, Dad. We've taken communion. Aren't we going to sing?"
Praise God.
Here's a guy that was sleeping most. You could hardly get any words out of him. But aren't we going to sing? I said, okay. So we sang a song. Praise and God. Then it's like Richard was sitting. Let me use a lake analogy. He's out on the pier with his feet kind of dangling in heaven, and he's beginning to pray, and he's beginning to praise, and the tears started coming down, and he started thanking Jesus for such a great salvation, and how he was so happy that God had saved him. He went on and on. It was like we were in the Holy of Holies together. There is a God, and his son is Jesus, and he was raised from the dead so that we would have hope in times like this. And now, we're going to sing this other song he liked, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" Let me invite you to stand. If you can stand with us, and if you can clap with us, if you can stomp your feet with us, we're going to celebrate. Here we go.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. There are loved ones in the glory whose dear forms we often miss. When you close your earthly store, you join them in their bliss. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the joyous days of childhood, oft they told of wondrous love, to the risen Savior. Now they dwell with him above.
Sing it out now.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Sing it one more time.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Amen. Well, we want to invite you to stay for reception. The family's provided a number of finger foods and treats are in the hallway out here. So grab something to eat, grab some coffee, something to drink, that sort of thing. Come on in and spend a little time. Read these articles about Richard up here. And so with that, I want to pray and then the benediction. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for the good news of the gospel,
Thank you that the circle will not be broken, but that, Lord, each of your cherished children will find their way home to you. You're going to make sure of that. I pray that you'd minister your spirit to our spirits here today as we encourage one another, as we love on one another, as we comfort and support one another today. Thanks for the life of Richard Lewis Truby. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.